Welcome to a special episode of Gotumba, where today we go over the articles, Why Is It So Hard to Delete Facebook? And Why Facebook Can't Fix Fake News. My name is Ben.
My name is Ashley.
My name is Sydney.
I'm Shoddy.
I'm Amber.
And I'm Catherine.
Okay. How are we gonna start this? Ashley.
Me? Oh. What did I ask?
Yeah. Like.
What did you all think about the articles that you read and how you really
like,
do?
How? Wait. Should we start off with like how does social media affect us? I guess.
Okay.
Like, how does? Okay.
Or should we like talk about the articles first? Cause like I feel like we should like talk about the articles and then like.
Like, give a brief summary about what the articles say, and
yeah,
then we
kinda,
can, like, say how it affects people.
Because we usually do that. Like,
okay.
So, what did y'all think about the articles?
The articles are very informative, and I feel like they definitely give a different perspective on, like, how social media affects our lives, and kind of the things they do to get us hooked onto social media and keep us attached and keep us, like, constantly going on it.
I was kind of shook when I read the articles because I noticed that when I'm like doing some schoolwork or something like that, my phone is always near me, and it's like the article made me realize that I may have an addiction, but that could always be resolved by being aware of what you are doing at the times you're using your phone or any electronics.
It kind of made me more aware of, like, the fake news and stuff on social media that, of course, we kind of already knew about because of the information that we see, but it made me more aware of the issues behind trying to fix it and why Facebook has such a big issue trying to fix it, because you could potentially be, like, silencing other people's voices because just because it's their opinion, it might not necessarily be true, but that could be affecting their freedoms.
Yeah, it was interesting to see like the different reasons like why it's hard to delete it, like also like the psychological like factors that keep people hooked on it, and then also like the economic factors that stop them from like getting rid of fake news on their website.
I thought very similarly. Like, I thought I wasn't too surprised with the information the article presented, but it was just informative to read, and it gave a good view on how it affects people psychologically and just in every way.
I think, like, adding on to what, like, Ben had said earlier, just, like, finding out all of, like, the advertisements that have, like, been in the, like, on the website, it's just kind of, like, surprising to see how, like, difficult it was to, like, eventually, like how it's impacting Facebook as a whole, basically, and how difficult it is to like actually like bring a stop to it and like those like bad ads, I guess.
I was shook when I found out that Facebook set up deal publishers to populate our timeline so that no politics would be included on the posts. What does social media mean to you?
It has many implications in my life, especially during this like recent pandemic where we can't really see as many people anymore. Like it previously mentioned in the article, I'm not sure about when this was written because it doesn't really say that, but social media has been more important recently, especially because you can't really see as many people in real life anymore, and it's a lot more safer to do it online, so you can try to communicate in that way. Also, it takes up a lot of my time because it's easy to spend a lot of time on there and just to, like, provide escapism, I guess, from, like, real-life issues that someone may have or, like, just to be more informed about other topics.
Yeah, I also agree with that. I think that social media is, like, has taken a big, like, toll on my life, and, like, I use it a lot, so it's just, like, it takes up most of my time, like, during the day, and, like, it's just very, like, time-consuming, and, like, once I try to, like, take a break from it, or, like, try to, like, do homework or like try to like get my mind off of like social media, I eventually end up going back to it, which is like a bad trait of mine. And it's like kind of bad how much I rely on social media.
I agree with Ben and Shadi. Like, I feel like as of right now with the times, like Corona, we're like, no one can really see each other and we're often in the house. Social media really helps connect people. And so it's good in that sense that it helps like people stay connected through social media platforms. But with online school, it's also a major distraction because now we have full access to them 24/7. So for me, it tends to also be distracting because it's like easy access all the time and no one's really there to tell you like, oh, you can't use it. So I find it like throughout the day, it's kind of hard to like avoid being on your phone.
Yeah, I see where all of you are coming from, especially the fact that it's safer to interact with people because of Corona. But honestly, I don't think social media really has too much of an effect on me. I'm usually not on it too much. The only reason why I go on social media usually is to talk to some people from school, maybe, or that's basically it. I don't really like scroll through social media just to see other people's posts and things like that.
Yeah, I agree with everyone. Like, and when Ben first said like how it's like easy to like just stay on it, like I agree, and I feel like since social media like does kind of like see what you like stay up with, and like the algorithms like kind of are like catered towards to like what you like, it kind of is like really easy to just like continue scrolling and seeing like what else like you can like see. And then also like for me, it's like a really easy way to like communicate with others and talk to other people, so I feel like it really does have like a big part of my life since I spend a lot of time on it, like, and when I'm like procrastinating or like I don't know, just scrolling on the social media.
You all said that you wanted social media to connect with other people. Sometimes I use it to connect to other people, but most likely I would just use it because I am bored and I'm just like, oh, what are people doing? And so I'm over there snooping and I don't know, because I guess to distraction, to avoid doing homework or any assignments, which is bad, but I end up like talking to myself and saying, oh, if you finish this, then you could go back on it, or you could just watch Netflix or something like that. So I think social media, it does have a great impact on me because it just makes me want to distract myself from my main goals.
How long ago did you guys start using social media?
I started using it maybe like, I've had social media for a while, but I haven't like really started using it since like maybe 7th or 8th grade, so like middle school-ish. I had it, but like I wasn't really active on it, I guess.
I like actively started using social media like around 6th grade, maybe like mid 7th grade. And I had social media around like 5th grade, I think, but like I wouldn't really use it as much, and I'd just text like some friends, but like that's really it.
Yeah, I had social media around like 7th, 8th grade, but I didn't really start like actively using it till like 9th grade.
I had Facebook when I was in 6th grade because I went to a trip to Guatemala and all my family members are there and they're like, oh, so I made a account. But then I started using Instagram in 8th grade, and that's when I started posting and talking to people.
Backtracking a little bit to where we mentioned coronavirus, like one of the other bigger issues that were happening this year was the 2020 election, where social media played a very big part in determining what people did, who people voted for, as well as a lot of propaganda that was spread online. So what do you guys think about that, and like how does that affect democracy or like people's opinions?
I feel like social media definitely alters people's opinions, especially since like certain accounts tend to be more biased against one or the other, And a lot of platforms tend to show only like one sided, so like only the good or only the bad, which can definitely change people's opinions because obviously you're only seeing one side of the story. But I think it definitely affects people, like people's opinions, because like everyone has different stuff to say about it, and a lot of times you see different videos and everything, and that can like kind of change how people see like certain things.
Like during the election, I observed, like, it was strange to observe that everybody was saying to vote, but like everybody was also shaming each other no matter who they voted for, because everyone, no matter who they voted for, always was saying the other side was bad. And I just thought that was really interesting.
I also agree with Catherine, adding on to what you had said. It was spread like around social media, like vote, like it was highly encouraged to. But then once people would share their political views on social media, they would be like shamed or attacked for like who they were voting for, which is like not right. And I feel like while sharing your political opinion is like important, I don't think people should be attacked on it, like on social media.
I feel like that's attributed to a lot of polarization in politics, especially. And especially because of the younger generation, like, starting to understand, like, different policies in place and different things that the country believes in or which parties believe in. So I feel like there's, like, a bigger affiliation to, like, certain parties or, like, what people say. And I feel like Catherine and Shadi said, social media was really important to bring out voters, especially newer voters or POC or minorities this year, to tell them that their vote does matter. And beyond that, also, like, throughout especially this presidency, we've seen a lot of information being spread from social media, as that was one of, like, the most important or one of the most critical ways to show, like, what was happening or current events, like, on Twitter or on Facebook or other social media sites.
I saw a lot of, like, memes and jokes about, like, the presidency, Donald Trump and our president right now, which made me, like, realize that based on those, like, jokes, do people, like, favor one more than the other?
To add on to, like, what Ben said also, like you said with, like, people, like, getting some of the stuff that they see from, like, social media sites, I feel like that relates to, like, the articles we read, since, one of them talked about, like, fake news, and I feel like that some, like, fake news is spread on, like, social media, and, like, in, like, relating to the election, I also feel like some people, like, got inaccurate, like, information, too, from social media, which affects how they voted, maybe.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Back to what Ben said again. He was saying that a lot of the younger generation is starting to understand politics, and I thought that was really interesting and true, because especially with myself, at least, I feel like this was the first election where I sort of had a good understanding of what was going on, and I think a lot of that was from social media also.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, I also, like, feel like this election, like, I was really I kept track of it, like, a lot more than the like last election, for example. And I feel like you said, it's also due to social media, since, like, it kind of, like, highlights, like, and shows how important, like, the election is, and how, like, important, like, voting is, and, like, that's why everyone says to vote. And I don't know, like, it's interesting to see that, like, the younger generation, like, really cares about it, like, even though, like, we're not even of age to vote. But I feel like it's good that we are, and I feel like that's partially thanks to social media and kind of like raising awareness, I guess.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like our generation is definitely more educated in this topic, and like, because of social media, like we were saying. And that's, like, kind of a way social media helps
is like positive in this.
Going back to what Amber said a little bit, when she brought up the article, I felt like that was really important to understand, especially throughout the current events, of course, during the election, where fake news has been more rampant, I guess, because of like both major political parties have been using social media as a platform to spread information and their own beliefs, as well as political propaganda, which isn't necessarily true. So, and I feel like it's, using social media like that can be more polarizing to parties, especially because of more radical beliefs, like the articles mentioned, where some, like, that headlines have to be more radical, otherwise you wouldn't click on it. Like, if a boring article showed up, no one would actually care about it. They wouldn't get that many views, it wouldn't get that many clicks, it wouldn't get that much attention or interactions. So I feel like that's been really important, especially in this year, to understand the full scope of social media on the election. And I feel like it really can be a big hindrance on democracy, especially in people's political beliefs.
Yeah, I like that you brought up, like, clickbait and kind of, like, how, like, the way that articles are titled, are, like, titled that way to bring in more viewers, since obviously they want more clicks and more people to read what they're saying. And it's, like, a really big part, and also that's, like, why, like, it's hard to, like, get rid of fake news and, like, with, like, clickbait, like, in the articles that they said, because, like, it's, like, common to spread clickbait since, you know, it's more interesting than, like, a boring article without it.
Yeah, I feel like that's how a lot of major social media companies get their business, because, like, obviously if something interesting, like, more viewers are going to look at it, and that means more people are going to come in and on the social media site. So I feel like these, like, clickbaits, even though obviously they can be, like, harmful and spread false information, they definitely are, like, a tactic that many social media sites use to increase viewers.
Moving away from politics for a second, I wanted to bring the attention back to, like, social media on us, I guess, and, like, more, like, closer to us, like, because we didn't really mention, like, how it affects us that much other than procrastinating or trying to fill up time in our lives, like, how does it help our mental health, or, like, harm it, of course, because there's implications in both ways. Like, how do you think mental health can be affected by social media and, like, other ways?
I think that social media is, like, harming our mental health more than, like, helping it. Because, like, I just feel as if, like, scrolling through social media, for example, and seeing celebrities, or, like, seeing, like, these quote-unquote perfect people, it can be, like, very damaging to, like, your, like, self and just, like, your own image, and could also, like, hurt yourself more. And just, like, overall, it's just not very helpful to yourself.
I agree with Shadi, because it does cause psychological dependence, and which causes addiction. It's, like, another form of saying that you're addicted to what adults are addicted to, most likely, like, drugs or alcohol. So I think that being exposed to social media and having just the ability to keep going on it even after many times is really harmful to us, and it makes us just, like, I don't know, reconcile and think about, like, should we go on social media, or should I stop? Or, like, it just makes us question if how long we should use social media.
You can go.
I totally agree with that. I feel like social media is definitely, like, very damaging to our mental health, and it causes, like, a lot of depression I feel like we have nowadays, especially since, like, you see many, like models, people, like Shadi said, are considered perfect. And, like, when you compare yourself to those people, it tends to hurt your mental health. But I feel like social media can also help your mental health, because it really depends on how you use it. Like, if you follow people that, like, inspire you, like, motivate you to do positive things and are, like, a positive influence, I feel like that can help you instead of damage you.
Yeah, I totally see where you're coming from, Sydney. I do see that side of social media that can impact you negatively. But with my experiences, mostly, I've had, like, a good impact. Like, I get to, like, discover a bunch of talented people, and, like, I know I'm supporting their dreams by, like, liking a post or something. And I guess the only negative impact that I've experienced from social media, which I don't think is as common, but I don't know, I just get kind of paranoid about, oh, did I maybe accidentally type something or things like that.
Yeah, and I also, like, I agree with, like, all of you, like, there's benefits and, like, things that are harmful, but, like, I kind of, like, wanted to, like, add on to what Shari said, like, and kind of, like, about, like, self-image, and, like, I feel like it's, like, harmful, like, because you see, like all these people, like, posting, and some of, like, the pictures that they post are, like, edited and, like, not real, or, like, Photoshop, so it's, like, kind of damaging, like, comparing yourself to, like, those people, and, like, it's, like, you might not even, like, do it on purpose, like, you kind of just do it, and, like, implicitly, and, like, compare yourself to them, and I feel like that can also be really damaging to, like, your self-image and, like, like, self-esteem, I guess, but I agree, like, if you try, like, not to compare yourself, because there's a lot of posts also, like, saying to not compare yourself, and, like, there's just, like, two sides, and there are benefits and also, like, harmful ways that social media can also affect you and, like, your self-image.
Going to what Amber and Shadi were talking about, I completely agree with you. Yeah, there's a lot of self-worth issues that can happen if you stay on social media or too long, or if you use it in a wrong way, where comparing your body to someone else or unrealistic body goals. And I feel like that is really important, especially in our generation, and we are always comparing ourselves to other people that may seem better or more successful or more talented. And that goes beyond body image issues, of course, but also, like, from people needing to compare themselves like that is not really necessarily fair. And I feel like other people that don't use social media might not compare themselves in the same way. Or in the past, where people didn't use it as much, they wouldn't see themselves in the same way. But I feel like social media can also be more benefiting, especially like what we said earlier, where it can bring you closer to your friends. It can make you not as isolated or alone. And I feel like it can help you speak out. And if you're having any issues, talk to someone else. And I feel like that's really important, especially in our generation and during this hard time that everyone's going through.
Talking to what Cindy and Catherine said about, you know, being paranoid, what do you think about the privacy information shared or not shared on social media?
I like one part that Catherine brought up, where she was paranoid about what she was typing. Of course, like she said, it wasn't that big of a deal technically, but I feel like the paranoia is really important to understand. However, like, what if certain things get leaked, and what if you accidentally say things that you didn't mean to say? Like, how do you look online, of course? And I feel like that's really important to understand, and, like, especially because based on the article, you can control what is online about you rather than in person, where you can't really cover up as many things if you didn't want to. Or if you want to cover up certain things that you didn't want to show people, I feel like it's really important to understand that, of course.
Yeah, I think it's definitely very scary, like, how much they know. And, well, we all know that social media companies sell our information to other companies to get money. Like, I think that's something, like, we all know. And that's a security risk, of course. But, like, I feel like everyone knows it's something that they do, but we are on social media anyways. But they get so much information from, like seeing what we do on social media. It's kind of scary how they can use that to, like they could use it to harm us or to, like.
I agree with, like, Cindy, and, like for me, like, even, like, though I know, like, they could be taking information from me, I don't know. I don't really, like, think much of it, even though, like, it really is scary because it's, like, they're taking your, like, personal information, and then, like Catherine said, you, like, there could be something posted about you, and then it'll always be there, like, social media, like, always keeps it there, and it's, like, I don't know, like, it's weird to think that, like, it has that big of a, like, effect that, like, people can, like, get information about you just from, like, social media.
Yeah, I totally see that, because with social media especially, you lose a sense of, like, a controlled environment, because what you put is, like, permanent and for everyone to see.